All right, Boog, running low on time. He's on the Bud Light Hotline, Booger McFarland of ESPN. Just your thoughts on Brian Kelly getting that head coaching job at LSU.
First of all, great job of getting through the read, McElroy. I know we're low on time. Hey, your sponsors will be greatly appreciative of that.
You know what this is? This is you showing up. This is you showing up. Last call's at midnight. You show up at 11:48. Say, all right, hey, it's all on me tonight, boys. That's what you're doing right now,
yeah,
just for the record.
Yeah, listen, it's okay. I apologize for being late. As far as Brian Kelly, let me say this. Brian Kelly is exactly what LSU needs. And, you know, some people were a little lukewarm on the hire. But if you look at LSU in general, regardless of who the head coach, the last three have won national championships. So what does that tell me? The program kind of is very sustainable regardless of who's in charge. You just can't screw it up. I think when Brian Kelly looked at LSU, he simply said this. I've struggled to win a national title at Notre Dame because I can't get high-end defensive talent on the back end, and I can't get high-end skill position players at the wide receiver position at Notre Dame. I can go to LSU. What does LSU need? They need what I have, which is stability, a CEO, and a guy that can build something that's sustainable in any part of the country. That's a really good offensive line. That's a really good running game. That's a quarterback that's smart, that does the right thing. You just look at Notre Dame's quarterback. Oh, and by the way, I can get those creatures that LSU has at DBU, the wide receivers that LSU has. Yeah, and they're going to give me $100 million. I'll go to Baton Rouge. Now, the only thing people say about the hire is that does it fit. Greg, you know this better than I do. When Nick Saban came from wherever he came from to Baton Rouge, nobody heard from him. When Urban Meyer came from Utah and wherever he came from to Florida, yeah, did he fit in the South? Probably not. But you know what transcends fitting? Good ball coaches who understand how to relate to kids, who can win football games. So Brian Kelly and LSU both, I think, needed each other at the time. And I like to hire, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it 8.5, 9. Mel Tucker was probably my favorite just because I'm a defensive guy. But I am ecstatic that Brian Kelly is the head coach at LSU.
I don't know how anyone could push back against Brian Kelly. I mean, look at what he's done. I don't get. He's not a fit. You just had the greatest fit of all time, and he was a disaster, with the exception of 1 year.
Well,
so,
okay. Let's please give Coach O credit.
I love O. I mean, but this is a major disaster. This is a major upgrade.
Of course, yes.
So does the fit really matter? I don't understand why any LSU fan would have a problem with what they have right now. It's amazing.
Well, Greg, I agree, but you know this. Here's what happens. When social media takes over, remember, it was Jimbo, then it was Lincoln. These are offensive guys, and offense sells, and we want the young, trendy people, et cetera, et cetera. Brian Kelly is 60 years old. He's not young. He's trendy. He's kind of like Cole right now. When Cole was on the sideline quoting Shaq rap lyrics from the 1980s, like most kids nowadays have no idea that Shaq actually rapped. Okay, so the fact that Cole knew that kind of dates him a little bit. That's what Brian Kelly is to some of these youngsters who are on social media every day. He's a guy who's kind of not in their radar. He's 60 years old. He's at Notre Dame. People that look at Notre Dame because they think Notre Dame is better, they think they're better than everybody else. So Brian Kelly wasn't on the radar of Lincoln Riley and Kirby and Dabo. Like, they're those guys who are the trendy guys. He's just stable and gets it done. Look at his track record. So again, Greg, I'm not concerned about the fans. I am super ecstatic about Brian Kelly. I can't wait to talk ball with him. And I think I saw your initial reaction on social media, and I couldn't agree more. I think there are certain programs, Greg, Nick Saban excluded, that transcend who the coach is. Ohio State, Georgia, LSU, because of where they're located and because of the talent that's around where they're located, as long as the coach doesn't screw it up, those programs are going to be just fine.
Shaq Diesel was released October 26th of 1993. Thank you very much. And as an LSU alum, you would think that you supported another LSU alum in his grind to try to make a living selling albums, which we know Shaquille O'Neal was doing at that time. I'm trying to help the man out. And I was just glad to be on the sideline next to the most popular LSU athlete ever. So.
Wow. Oh, listen, Cole. Hey, man, listen. Cole, understand this. Just because Auburn has never had a guy who could hold a lyric as far as rapping, you don't have to kind of poo-poo on the LSU guy, man.
I was performing his song with them. I don't know how I'd be poo-pooing on him. And I was, that was my jam back in the day. Big Shaq guy. Mm. So, all right, Boog, thanks for joining us for 3 minutes. We appreciate it.
Hey, man, always love you guys. You guys are doing a hell of a job.
Appreciate it. We'll check
you
back soon.
You're not off the hook. We're getting you back on here ASAP for a real segment.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.